You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. What you know defines you, maybe and maybe not, according to trivia buff Brian Onunoyn, who considers today what is actually trivial.
And a very good morning to you all. I've got this app on my phone, which I love. It's a game of trivia, and it allows me to play this game against my friends. And you see, the questions are categorized like they would be in Trivial Pursuit, except that you only get about 20 seconds to answer the question. So you have no possibility of cheating by looking it up online. I love it. And you can play against strangers that are anywhere in the world in a variety of languages. The questions test your recollection of bits of knowledge, but not the significance of what that knowledge might be. And I was reminded of this recently because there was a huge hue and cry on the Twitter sphere and on the Book of Faces and on the television about Paul McCartney. You see, apparently Paul McCartney and Kanye West, they teamed up together to record a tune, and some music fan out there tweeted things like, "Way to go, Kanye, but who's the old geezer with you?" It seems they had no idea who Sir Paul was, and this had certain people out there snorting in derision when they weren't throwing their eyes up to heaven. And before long, of course, they had posted on Facebook things like, OMG, OMG. And to think that Sir Paul McCartney is a legend and you don't recognise who he is? Oh my God, honestly, some people. Look, indulge me here for a second if you would, please. Imagine the reaction there would be if people publicly displayed a lack of knowledge of the following. One, there's a pivotal moment in the novel Huckleberry Finn when Huck decides to stick with the runaway slave, Jim, risking his own liberty and his own salvation in the next world. Two, the fact that every blade of grass, every living thing out there has a bit of you in it and a bit of me in it too. A bit of everyone in it, for that matter. The fact that all life is one. Three, the fact that the separation of church and state was designed to protect freedom of religious expression, and it seems to be working quite well. Now, ignorance, you see, of these matters, it seems, is perfectly acceptable, but not knowing who Sir Paul McCartney is not acceptable. Well, now, before you go calling me a reactionary old snob, let me just say this. To me, a snob is somebody who insists on using the correct salad fork. A snob is somebody who disdains the use of things like y'all and fixin'to. Why? Because they're common. These pet peeves betray snobbery because they, like the questions in the game I mentioned earlier on, these are trivial matters. They don't really make that much difference. However, not knowing and not caring that you don't know about great works of literature or scientific breakthroughs or seminal moments in history, well, that to me seems to betray a gross lack of discernment. Not all knowledge is equally worthy of being known. Some things are more important than others. So why is it perfectly reasonable to be ignorant of these matters, but it is unacceptable that you cannot identify the singer of a band? Oh, and please don't tell me that it was so different back in your day. Now, come on, let's be honest. This type of thing has been going on for a long, long time. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.